My recent work has been in southern Africa with a group of Bushmen in the southern Kalahari who were survivors of the brutalities of several hundred years. Many of the Bushmen of southern Africa were murdered or died by various circumstances. There is still some living the traditional way into the middle of the century when in South Africa they cleared the last of them out of their remaining homeland area in what is now the Pimsbok Kalahari National Park. Some went to live in townships, some went to work on farms. Over the last 15 years or so, they've been recreating a sense of community under formidable odds, but some remarkable leaders emerged and they made their situation known to the then new ANC government. The group, with the help from some non-Aboriginal people, put forward the claim, which was accepted by the ANC government this March, along with plans to reestablish the community up by the national park. One of the wonderful things that happened during this process was one of the lawyers who was helping them put forward the claim said, in dismay, too bad no one still speaks the language. The language had been, for about 30 years, said by the leading linguists to be extinct. But the political leader of the Bushmen said to the lawyer, well, Mum does. And the lawyer said, oh, are you serious? And he said, of course. Mum, 97 at the time, she's now 99, lives in a small town right on the Namibian border. So went across there with the leading linguist of Bushman languages. And Mum did a tape in which she spoke out to anyone who could hear. She didn't think there were any other speakers. So she was speaking out to a world that she didn't know still existed. Really a remarkable moment. But just listening to it, it's like nothing else, because you're hearing a woman who may be, who thinks she probably is the last speaker of a language in the world. So she's completely in her own world as she speaks that language. And we took tape around, going to places by word of mouth. People said, well, I heard a rumor that so-and-so still spoke the language. And it found 15 other speakers. Many of them hadn't spoken the language, hadn't heard the language for 30, 40 years.